Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session for Tuesday, the 15th of December. I hope we're all keeping well. Let's get straight into it then. We've got sort of interesting market dynamics. We've got this this equity rally making very considerable highs on a regular basis, at all-time highs, of course. Driven by this AI rally, which we've been saying for the last couple of months, that's not really gone away, and that's now come back to the fore. So we're seeing that continue to drive these indices prices to sort of daily all-time highs, which is quite impressive on one hand. Now, what we also have is a rally in the bond markets and a strengthening dollar. And risk markets like gold, you know, very close to all-time highs as well. So we've actually got a dynamic where risks are increasing, but then there's a strong appetite for that risk-on trade as well. So it's kind of a risk-on and risk-off market condition. It's not the easiest environment for traders. It's, you know, if you're willing to buy all-time highs and these equity markets, it will be a very successful strategy. It's just not really, often we like to get in on a bit of a pullback and get in, you know, lower prices, especially when we're at all-time highs, but that's not really been that possible. So yeah, just, we have the kind of a bubble everywhere really, and it makes it quite challenging for now. Okay, and the whole idea of this session, as you know, is to be prepared for today's trading opportunities. So let's get straight into it then. We'll hopefully make some conclusions. We'll post our trade plan into the chat box when we finish shortly. Please see a risk warning currently up on the screen. As always, be mindful of the risks involved in trading these financial markets. Now, all profitable traders need to consider which markets to trade, where do we then enter and exit these markets, how do we manage risk, how do we manage each trade, of course, trade management itself is important, along with trading psychology. We address these considerations every day in a very practical environment in our live trade rooms, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and be patient whenever necessary as well. Okay, so let's start then with the news. So it was a bank holiday in North America yesterday. It was quite an active trading day, to be honest, even though it didn't really quite get where we wanted. So bank holiday in Japan and also in Canada and the US. We've had a few of these central bankers talking to markets over the last week or so, and we get a little bit of an update as well this morning, no doubt. So the concerns are quite interesting for these financial markets. We have this, again, it's quite a strange dynamic where all the data is suggesting that inflation is lowering, although there is lots of analysis about all of the, and then the fact that the Fed cut 50 basis points and we've seen inflation not come down as quickly as would be expected. The whole deglobalization argument is very inflationary. Geopolitical tensions, the you know, these economies that are attempting to turn green is quite inflationary in nature. We've got the US election between Harris and Donald Trump. And if Trump gets in, it's expected to be a little bit more inflationary. So there's these inflationary concerns, let's say. However, we got the numbers are really supporting lower inflation for now. So we can have that in the back of our minds, especially when we're talking about central bank rate cuts. Okay, so today's now Tuesday, the 15th of October. So we've had UK claimant count change numbers through, coming in significantly above expectations, especially if you look at the previous number, 0.3 increase in the number of claimant counts, and that's increased quite considerably, 27.9. So we'll have a look at the pound in just a second. This morning, we've got German Zoo economic sentiment numbers. It's we're last time out, it came in at 3.6. So we'll see how much sentiment there is behind the German economy. It's not performing particularly well, so we'd expect this number to be on the lower side. You know, anything around the 10 mark would be regarded as being quite low. We have been lower. We have been through much more difficult periods for the German economy going back to 2022. So, so ahead of ourselves, we've got some Canadian inflation, New Zealand inflation, pound inflation, and it's all showing. On the Canadian side, it's looking a little bit on the sticky side, as in it's not really moving that much lower, but we are pretty much close to target. Quarter on quarter, New Zealand, it does look and appear to be, this is a quarterly figure now, so some of them are monthly, some of them are quarterly, some of them are annually. So we've been trading around this little 0.4, which is on the lower end. We're expecting a bit of an uptick, 0.7. If you extrapolate this out over the course of, you know, we're around 2.5%. So perhaps nothing too concerning there. And then UK CPI tomorrow. That's expected to come in again below that 2%, which allows the BOJ to make moves to start cutting rates. On Thursday, we get employment numbers out of the Australian economy, expected to be broadly quite flat. And then all eyes on the ECB. So there's really a lot for the ECB to work out. So we've got decent performing economies on the periphery. We've got a struggling French and German economy. So what decisions do the ECB make around that? Well, there's a strong expectation we get a 25 basis point rate cut. We had a sizable rate cut last time out, expecting that to come lower. And I suppose the fact that the Fed have cut, with potentially more cuts in the pipeline as well, there is this sort of when you get central banks that are rate cutting all at the same time, there's they're sort of coherent rate cuts, and that's what we seem to be seeing across the board. Thursday, so that ECB press conference, Christine Lagarde, will be really quite important for the euro. So, and then retail sales, nothing really on Friday. So it's all about the ECB and a few inflation-related indicators, which are suggesting that inflation's broadly moving back in line with expectations. Okay, so we were just a couple of pips away from booking in profit in the euro dollar. We're not going to allow this to turn around now, so we'll be looking to book profits at these lower prices. If not, you know, enable this price to actually hit our take profit, which is just marginally below today's daily low. So we are looking carefully to see if there is that dollar strength trade. Is it alive and well? And I suppose the answer is kind of. It's not particularly clear cut to any great extent. We did get that really sizable rollover yesterday in crude oil. So that was a 50-50 trade, which it did actually indeed turn really quite bearish. And then we've got this very impressive rally in the equity markets. So the S&P absolutely smashed previous all-time highs, very much driven by this this AI rally, which is now taking hold. We're entering corporate earnings, so that's an important phase. And the Dow Jones, pretty impressive rally. The Nikkei, a little bit up and down. Just have a look at a couple of German ones, a couple of European ones. Very sort of mild upside in the CAC. And the DAX has made new all-time highs and is still sitting at all-time highs now. So German DAX and the US indices are really powerful moves. The only opportunity you do have is to buy all-time highs. And we've decided, we were talking an awful lot about it yesterday, and it's been our preference really to focus more so on the dollar and the downside potential in the dollar. So although we've got a bit of hesitation in some markets like the pound dollar, the euro dollar, we did make further progress yesterday. We've got close to hitting our take profit on two occasions. So we're going to look at this price action. We're only kind of 10 pips away from our take profit as we speak. So we will be looking to book in profit on that this morning. So elsewhere, the dollar, we're looking to see, will we get some further upside? We're able to add. Yesterday, we were able to get into the dollar yen to the upside. More so to do with the fact that we had an unwinding of the carry trade. Prices fell and dropped like a stone. And now we have the BOJ sort of moving back to their previous stance, which is potentially that carry trade being back in vogue. And that's where we're at with the dollar yen. This was just an opportunity to see if we get a bit of further short-term upside with the dollar yen. And we're also able to add the dollar Swiss yesterday. So just adding to that dollar strength trade, we saw the dollar index, you know, make new highs. So there is strength there, and the dollar Swiss to rally. We can, of course, give it a little bit of time for those trades to develop, because they're slightly more swing related trades rather than sort of intraday opportunities. Yeah, and markets like the dollar CAD is I mean, it's been a standout performer. Not a trade that was sort of that easy to try and capitalize on if you look at the setup. So sometimes you do get that. So we've just had 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 days of just sort of relentless buying in the dollar CAD. Elsewhere, you can see the dollar is not really making that much progress. So we are in $3 related trades so far. We'll see if we can capitalize on adding to that. If there is sort of dollar strength and dollar starts to make further progress, it's kind of slowing down just a little bit. And then the yen, a bit of weakness yesterday, a bit of strength today. It's a really poor quality trade or potential setup as things currently stand. And every bit of selling, we seem to get some buying running into it. So we can perhaps be a little bit patient for now in markets like the dollar yen. So we'll keep an eye on the yen just to see how much strength is actually genuinely behind it. Because if we start breaking these highs, then I think that carry trade is absolutely dealt with at that point. So crude oil, strong sell-off yesterday. We got a weakening China story. We obviously have conflict in the Middle East, which you would think would have a bit of a positive impact on price, and it's really not the case. So short-term weakness. The price action in gold is really not particularly clear. Yesterday, a bit of weakness on that dollar strength. Today, a bit of a question mark. And then we're back to the indices markets. The major problem with buying the indices is it is an all-time high. Well, they are at all-time highs. So that is the trade. Okay, so again, bond yields rallying, dollar strengthening, equities rallying, gold close to all-time highs. Everything is just a buy trade. Now, our focus has been a little bit more on the dollar, potential dollar turnaround. We've just been sort of sideways moving for a period. But if we create a floor and ceiling and we get another move in the dollar, we'd look to see if we can capitalize on that. US indices at all-time highs. Now we'll just see what happens to crude oil. We're going to look at that to the downside, but so we are wanting to keep all options open as we await ECB on Thursday. I think is probably fair for markets. So the US indices is a tough trade. If you do get some sort of coherent pullback, it'll be a viable option. Okay. Okay, so listen, on that note, guys, just posted the trade plan there for you. So so feel free to take it away if you need. Just a quick one on the narrative side of things, because it's always important to know why certain markets are kind of moving in the direction in which they are moving. So if I just get up our pen, bear with me just a second. Just want to make a couple of little observations. If this thing. So good morning, everyone. Hope you're all keeping well. Thanks very much for joining us. We'll just switch rooms now and we'll be there in just 1 minute. Okay, so. So at the minute, we clearly have risk on market dynamics, which is as a direct result of the indices rallying. And the reason for that is broadly, we can point to this AI tech rally with NVIDIA at all-time highs with demand for this Blackwell chip is just unbelievable. We did get a bit of a heads up from the CEO when he made a statement that saying that demand is crazy. So not really that surprised to see NVIDIA rally the way that it is. So yes, you can sort of trade the US indices with this risk on trade, but you've also got to be mindful of the risk off trade as well. So, and that's really where we're seeing strength or potential strength in the dollar or a broadly stronger dollar, and bond yields are also rallying. So we have this strange dynamic now between risk on and risk off. And it's a case of really choosing one or the other for us. And you know, certainly a bit of weakness as well in the commodity markets kind of feed into that narrative as well. So just be careful of, if you're buying the indices, you're buying it because you're in a risk on market dynamic driven by the AI rally. In terms of the dollar strength, maybe there's just ongoing concern about recessionary fears just sitting away in the background. It's really hard to point to anything else. And maybe slightly weakening data on occasion, if you dig deep, is sort of creating this risk-off dynamic. The risk-on dynamic is a little bit more clearer. This is the reality that we find ourselves trading, both risk-on and risk-off at the minute. Bit of a strange market dynamic, to be honest, with indices continuing to make new all-time highs and ignoring, you know, any kind of even remotely negative news, it seems. Okay, so on that note, thanks very much for joining us. We're going to have a look at those US indices in a little bit more detail and see if there is any more room for that dollar strength trade. So on that note, thanks very much for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next time. For more information about learning how to trade, do feel free to go to our website, thelivetradesroom.com, and connect with us there if you need. Great stuff. My pleasure as always, guys. Take care of yourselves. And we'll switch rooms now. So those of you that want to join us, I will see you very shortly. My pleasure, guys. Take care of yourselves. All the best. Bye-bye.